Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy. Video ads are not allowed. These are the updates that Twitch released, by the way. Burned in video ads are not allowed. Burned in display ads are not allowed. Burned in audio ads are not allowed. As in, if you need to monetize anything, you have to monetize with us. You can't release a video that has that's already been edited to have a commercial in there, or has like an audio overlay, or has an image of any kind that promotes anybody. You must monetize with Twitch. That is what this is saying. You see these lines? This is the bread and butter of a live streamer. This the video at being able to have those already baked in, like burned into the video as you're doing your stream. That's the bread and butter, because you're not only monetizing on that platform, but then you're also creating additional monetization points. This is what an entrepreneur does. You know what I'm saying? That should be the standard. They essentially have cut the standard out of Twitch on top of everything else. So essentially that 20% that is offered to them, anybody that was finding a way to make additional money on top of that 20% just to keep the bloody lights on, that's over. Now what is allowed is that your channel page can have panel ads. Products can be in the background of your stream. You can no longer sit there and plug products. You understand what I'm saying? Like, imagine if you're like a person that all you do is promote products on your show. You can't do that anymore. It can only be in the background while you talk about other stuff. The links that you have, they can only be in the chat. Discussing / unboxing products is still allowed, all right? Playing sponsored games is still allowed. So essentially, you have to be either a sponsored gamer, all right? Or discussing or like be one of those unboxing creators, in order to be able to plug anything and make any additional monetization points on top of what you already do. So if you've been just popular for the sake of being popular, you can't plug stuff anymore on your main screen. I think that that's a little tough, but I do want to hear what you guys think about it. Real quick, I want to read off what Twitch themselves said. Today's branded content policy was overly broad. This created confusion and frustration, and we apologize for that. Now, this is a tweet that they let out in response to the crazy backlash they got. And that's why I was kind of giving you guys the backstory that they've kind of already been on the cusp of, you know, that, I don't know, like a regime, a mutiny or something like that over there. I don't know why they chose this time to start kind of fatfoing, but they've been doing that for a while. On top of everything you guys already know about Twitch, does that make sense to you guys? Does that make sense to you guys that they would even try to limit their creators even more on top of what they already make? And mind you, there's still more, guys. If you're a creator on Twitch and you have an affiliate contract with them, like Kaisenot has an affiliate, if you break that contract to go somewhere else, they now charge you for breaking that contract. Now, it's a simple $25. But here's the thing, that created an opening for a competing platform to now come at them. I'm going to show you that message here in a little bit. But before we throw it over to that, what do you guys think of these updates with Twitch?
I have one word.
I mean, it's a joke, Moisha. What's up, Moisha?
I have one word.
Twitter.
What's that?
Twitter. Why? Why Twitter?
Let's see. You can't post any outgoing links.
Everybody's following
suit. They only let the people they want to see when they want to let them see your post, see them, and you don't get any money at all. They get it all.
It's the Twitter way. And we said this in the beginning that watch, after Twitter does this nonsense, you know, this is alleged, guys. We don't have any proof of this. We don't have like something that shows, but you know, if 100 people say the same thing and 100 people are part of the same group and they're telling you, hey, we're experiencing some kind of suppression or something, it's probably a matter you want to look into, right? Ever since this announcement, you know, the Gensler deal, SEC suing Coinbase and Binance, all this other stuff. A lot of people in the crypto Twitter community on Twitter, right, have noticed that their impressions have been lessening. I've noticed it. It's been a substantial drop. You know, I have over 10,000 followers plus, right? And my tweets are barely touching like 500 people. 600 people. I wrote in a message to Twitter kind of explaining everything, including screenshots, everything, just the progression of how it's just deteriorating and it's getting worse. It's not like it's like, oh, the average is 500. No, it's like still dropping. It's like a, just a quiet suppression. I wrote that message. They essentially replied snarky. They were snarky. And they replied, you know what, essentially what they said was, we're not obligated to show your tweets to people just because you're a Blue member. What are you talking about? Are you serious? That's the whole point of the platform.
That's exactly what they advertise, though.
That's literally what they advertise, that if you're a Blue member, you're more likely to be shown. You'll be at the top of the feeds. You'll take priority. Blah, blah, blah. That's what it is, right? Now it's more likely. Before it was like, you're going to get the, we remember the tweets from Elon. It's funny how after that, and that's why so many people have dropped off from Twitter Blue, because it really is, you're just throwing money down a well. It doesn't guarantee your tweets will be seen. It doesn't put you in some special echelon. It's just proof that this person is the person they say they are. What?
Is it?
What do you, is
Jesus
it though?
Christ has a blue check.
Because Jesus Christ has a blue check, Moisha. So I don't understand what the, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. But I do agree, Moisha. I think that it really is kind of picking up on that side. Yo, Nick, Joe, do you guys see any similarities or have any thoughts separate?
Yeah, I was about to say, this just goes to show why YouTube is the creme de la creme, because you got people like this taking one step forward and 20 steps back.
One step forward, 20 steps back, man. Any thoughts, Joe?
No.
This is the wrong time, Joe. This is the wrong time for them to be playing these kind of games.
Well, they did kick a favor. That's for sure. They did kick a favor, right?
They did kick a big old favor. You see the great set. All right, I see you, Joe. Great set. Wait, Joe. They did kick a great favor. They did them a high solid. Why? Because meanwhile, Twitch was sitting there kicking up dust, talking about, yeah, we're going to charge you $25 if you leave our platform. Oh, so you know the people that are on there are basically broke because you take 80%. Because otherwise, why would it be as cheap as $25 to leave the platform? Imagine somebody charging you to leave their platform. The audacity is becoming too audacious. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in line with that, Kick then turns around and they respond. And you know what they said? They said, hey, you got the fact, we got the foe. This is how you find out. Kick then releases a tweet on the same day that this entire backlash is happening, because Twitch is getting drugged for filth at this point, all right? Kick releases a tweet, and mind you, their target market is exactly the people that are on Twitch. So this is, it's blood in the water, it's shark circling. Someone said that Twitch has now added a $25 fee if you terminate your affiliate or partner agreement. Feels like things are about to get even worse, okay? Kick now comes and retweets that and says, we will cover the $25 fee for anyone willing to break their contract and move to Kick. Boy, if that wasn't the best.
That was a kick.
Listen, that was a kick, boy.
You know, Twitch has backed down now on those charges.
They sure have. They sure have. They sure have. After all that muckraking, it's too late. I think it's too late. Now they've, and to Joe's point, now after all that screaming, now especially after Kick made that statement, and mind you, there's still more guys. Kai Cenat has officially signed with Kick. I don't know, you can't even remember if I said that already or not. And I think that the deal he signed with Kick is crazy. Kick out here, like, offering like basketball contracts and stuff. This young man is slated to make approximately $300 million with Kick. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? That's insane. That's crazy. And his following is so immense. Everybody, I think there's going to be a mass exodus. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we're watching the House of Lannister fall right before our eyes.
Bro, they ain't pay their debts.
I don't know. You know why? These are the same people that when their utility bill goes up, instead of going and looking for a new one, they're like, oh, just let it ride.
You know what? Because I do that. I do that, Moisha, because the comfort, like, you can't, my comfort is priceless, man. I'm not moving. It's too much work. That's a fair point, Moisha. That's a fair point. Any other thoughts on this, guys? Do you guys see that there being a mass exodus? Do you guys think that there's that this is really shots fired. I feel like Kit got mad clout off of this. Listen, if you're in the YouTube stream, I would love to hear your thoughts if you even care about the gaming streaming side. Don't worry, we're getting to the creme de la creme stories. We're getting there. We're getting there. However, we got to touch some, you know, this, you got to build up. I don't know how to feel about this. I think that Kick made just, that was a perfect, that, listen, that was, I don't even think Twitch knew that they were giving Kick like an alley-oop. That was wonderful. I think Kai Cenat, the fact that he's literally the number one streamer on Twitch, just announced that he's moving over to Kick. I think that's crystal clear. The fact that we know how much he stands to make, if nothing else, that potential, that is going to ignite so many new streamers to just find their way, because $300 million to record yourself live every day is nothing to balk at, bro. That is a very nice way to make money. He's basically a Kardashian now. So anyway, that's the Twitch Kick topic. We have so many topics. We got to keep it pushing, man. We got to keep it pushing. Can we just get into one of the main ones? Oh my gosh. Apple Vision, fam. Apple Vision. From the makers of WandaVision. I'm just kidding. It's not from the maker. That's Marvel's. That's a completely different company. That's Disney. That's a completely different company. This company is Apple. On Monday, WWDC occurred. I think that's what it's called. I don't know what the name of the convention is. That might be the name. That might not. Just don't troll me. WWDC occurred on Monday. Okay. This is Apple's, you know, convention or whatever that they do annually, where they tell us how much our souls are going to cost that year. You know, this year they announced that our souls will be costing. Apple Vision.
Hey, radio fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Having this glass on the front, that, leave me alone, Moisha. Don't.
That's what I want to.
My mic. I'm muting my mic. I'm tired. I'm upset. Don't give me advice.
I dropped my phone yesterday, and I have a titanium case that not only covers the back, covers the front and the sides of the phone. And let me just knock on some wood. I've never broken my.
I was about to say, you better knock on wood, sis. You
better. Yeah. Titanium.
In that regard, the only case that's been 100% kind of foolproof, I won't say 100%, but the best case, if we're just talking cases, it got to be an OtterBox. And yeah, they're expensive, but like Moisha just said, it's going to cover everything.
I wouldn't be caught dead in an OtterBox.
It was the OtterBox.
Oh, no, nah, you're right, Fave. You don't want to look like 2005, but at the same time, you want your stuff to be protected.
I'll say this, though, kind of on topic what we're talking about. But a little deviation. I was reading this article, and apparently it's about the wealthy flaunting their wealth by not wearing phone cases. But I thought that was kind of
And yep,
if it breaks, it breaks.
If it breaks, it breaks, because I got it like that, Joe. I got it. Like, I don't even have insurance. I'll just buy it out.
For me, it's not even about having the money. It's about the time that it takes to move the data over, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Like, I don't have time for that.
Once you get in the ecosystem, I will say it is a lot more seamless transferring. Like the 12 was my very first, so transferring, because I'm even number. My wife is odd number, so I get 12, skip a year, 14, et cetera. So once I transferred from the 12 to the 14, it was a lot more seamless than coming from my Android to my 12 initially. So that's one thing Apple is very good for, kind of hooking you in to that ecosystem, which is what makes these Vision Pros just a little more different. I mean, and to answer your question, NK, when you said like as far as appearance goes, we're talking about the only headset out there that has a screen on the front and a screen on the back. Not saying no one could not have done it before, but we're just saying no one has done it before. I think that's something you have to take into consideration. Another thing we have to take into consideration is we know that Apple is like the Mercedes-Benz of the tech world. Shout out to Elsa. She's on a flight. Have a safe flight, Elsa.
Yes.
But like, you know, like she brought up in the pre-show, which I totally concur with, which is, if I'm going to get an electric car, why not get the best of the best? So why run and get a Tesla when I can get the Mercedes EQS? And I think that's kind of the same thing when it comes to Apple. Like, why get just any phone when you can get an Apple? Why get any pair of glasses when you can have the Vision Pro? The good news, I'm so glad they didn't like drop it yesterday and say, it's out, you know, go get one. Because now we have like 6+ months to really do the pros and cons and the versus with all these other headsets. So hopefully people will see the same things I see. I mean, I'm speaking from being a believer, because they've made me a believer. And like I said in the pre-show, clearly I'm a maxi, because I didn't think the 35 was too much. I thought it was on par with the rest of their products.
It just told me what I was going to spend.
Basically, it told me what I need to have ready when I get to the register.
Oh, that's the bar now? All right, let's go.
Yeah, but I think with these next coming months, and I'm sure we'll revisit this here at Crypto Workshop, listening from the radio, we're going to be able to do a lot of comparisons, a lot of pros and cons. You would be able to go to Mac9to5 and techworld.com and Tech Radar and all these other popular places where people kind of get their specs and their tech info from, and you'll be able to just do the side-by-side analysis and see like why the price may be warranted to a degree. Because I mean, all right, to whoever thinks that 35 is too much, that's, you know, that's your opinion, but just know
it's okay to be a poor. It's okay to be a poor, guys.
See, NK hit y'all with that. I won't gonna even go there.
prioritize your bills, bro. Pay your mortgage.
I will say, guys, just this is a great time to remember that money is just an idea. It's the things you do with the money that you know brings those things into fruition. So you're right. You could, because someone, I think it was Lord Pyro in the chat, was like, That's the same price as the rent. I'm glad you know that, bro, because the difference is you about to pay that rent every month, but you get this. It's a one and done.
It's a one-time payment.
And you probably won't have to get another one for the next 10 years, because if you anything like me, I'll probably get the first one and just make up excuses why Gen 2 and Gen 3 is just ugly.
Yeah, we'll foot it.
Exactly.
We'll
like, heavy, bro. Gen 2, I don't care if it's smaller and lighter.
If you're not first, then you last.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think the next coming months are going to be very interesting to see, you know, people do the comparison side by side. But just know, guys, you might not spend 35 on this, but you will spend 35, because nobody just holds on to money forever.
It's an energy, and it don't like to be stuck, man. It likes to be energetic.
Hey, you know? Can I get the music, please?
The music? The music? Mm-hmm. Hold on.
No.
I'd just like to let you know that this is not a sales tactic that Apple has employed. We're not selling for them. They just happen to like Apple a lot. Okay, thank you.
That was a special special message.
You know why? Because you guys make it seem like Apple is paying you.
Oh, written. So listen, Apple. So pro. Listen, Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple, if you're out there.
I'm a PC. PCs, hold up your hand. I'm a PC.
Okay, Moisha.
Let me mute her mic.
Okay, the thing is, no.
You done activated Nick again. We got to move on to the next topic. You done activated Nick.
Because she said that. Put it this way. Short form, let's just say this, Moisha. like I said, the iPhone 12 or whatever, that's my first entry point. Before that, it was my 2012 MacBook that I was just making music on as a studio. Let's just put it this way. Once I got the iPhone 12, there was this little app that came out called Clubhouse. You had to have an iPhone to use it. Thankfully, I got an iPhone. 2 months later, I'm on this app called Clubhouse, meeting some of the most famous people, because I started with music. Then I dived into the crypto section. Here we are, my whole family. This is not even a whole fam. Shout out to Elsa, Jay, Christy, you know what I'm saying? And everybody in the audience, because the whole fam I met on the said Clubhouse with the same iPhone. And lo and behold, anyone, if you look at my socials, every single video you've ever seen me make came from an iPhone. The editing might have been, you know, something I've learned on YouTube, but the phone itself was the iPhone. So when you say it's not like the iPhone or the Apple products can make you money, I just have to disagree.
And you know, Apple does pay me. They give me dividends.
We're not using iPhone.
There you go, Apple
products.
Did you hear what Fave said, Moisha? Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said Apple does pay him because he gets dividends. I'm just saying. All right, listen, man. Hold on. Let me throw this up. Hold on.
Pay your rent, people. Stay away from those things.
Listen. Why
pay your rent, but do not go to the club for 2 months. You'll thank yourself later.
No joke. And if you need proof, just remember 2020 and remember how you got to be fake rich in 2021, because you saved so much money because we were all locked down in 2020. I don't know. Okay, let me read some lines. First of all, the price point, there are Apples and there are PCs. You guys remember that season where there was like a real, this was like Edward versus, I don't know, the wolf guy, Taylor Lautner, Edward versus Taylor. It's like that, okay? There's Apples and then there's PCs. As in, there's people that make sense.
Hey, my loves. This is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you are listening on ofeden.io or you're tuning into one of our live segments or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So, to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io. And also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlumsWithAZ.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in CryptoWorldDiscord.com. That's CryptoWorldDiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.